Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry! Come here, Stupid Larry. Look at these pictures.
Okay. Oh, the little space bunnies and space buttresses have been sending you their cute little drawings.
I drew those, you idiot. No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Never say you're me, Space Commander Weck. Space Commander!
Space Commander Weck, Space Commander Weck. This great art. Art so good it belongs on a ceiling.
A ceiling?
Why?
Well, I've been made editor of the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth newsletter, Stupid Larry.
You?
Yes, you know, the champions of all that are good in the cosmos, Plain Dealer.
What?
Well, I'm doing a comic strip, obviously.
Huh?
It's called Bill the Circle, see? That's Bill.
That triangle?
It's a circle. It's the adventures of a shape, Stupid Larry.
Uh-huh, well, finally, comic strips have a champion to bring them to new heights and gain entrance for them into the hall of real, true art. And what's this first episode about, Space Commander Wack?
About?
I assume you're doing the writing as well as the artwork.
You Philistine? Well, that's right. It does need words. Well, forget the whole thing then.
What?
Never put it in writing. That's my motto.
How do you know it's your motto if you never put it in writing?
Well, my lawyer tells me.
So this,
hey,
this
what about the ceiling idea, Stupid Larry? You know anybody who owns a chapel? Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry, why am I so tired, Stupid Larry?
Well, your sleep rhythms have been disrupted, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, no. Is slipshod, ill-fitting, evil Space Duke of the Mucky Muck Spiral Arm attacking me using his micro-miniaturized teeny-weeny bird-of-prey attack ship that's been surreptitiously injected into my eyeball and now cruises through the eyeball jelly on a rendezvous with doom in my optic nerve?
No.
No?
No.
Whew. I hate it when there's an attack underway in my own eyeball. So, anyway, why have I been disgusted?
Disrupted.
Right. Why, Stupid Larry? Wait. Ooh, never mind. I thought I sensed movement there inside my left eyeball, Stupid Larry.
No, your sleep pattern has been disrupted because we just sent our clocks ahead 4 hours.
Ah, cosmic saving time.
That's right. It's the eighth of Splorn.
Splorn forward and plee-poo back.
Wait, hang on. Yes, Space Commander Wack, we've just crossed the galactic dateline. Time to stop our clocks for 6 hours.
Okay, but gee, Stupid Larry, this could be trouble.
Why, more sleep disruption?
Nope, but I got a roast in the oven and the timer.
Wait. On the Nevis calendar, it's the 5th of Paddy Hearst.
Huh?
Time to rip 6 days off the week.
Well, you go ahead. I've got to get some sleep here, Stupid Larry. Hold this Bob Saget ray gun trained on my eyeball, Stupid Larry.
Hands up, eyeball.
If it twitches, open fire.
Okay, if your eye opens, should I twitch fire?
Yeah.
Geez, Space Commander Wack, I sure love it when we get to patrol the perimeter of Earth's atmosphere. It's such a beautiful planet, so alive with the song of perfect bliss. The true paradise of the cosmos, that's what Earth is. Isn't it just great to be young and alive and on this spaceship surrounding, going around Earth, around and around, Space Commander Wack, isn't it?
Here you are, Stupid Larry. You're missing all the fun buzzing these hicks and stealing a few of their more rustic types. Oh, you should hear them screaming in the back room there. UFO, UFO. They don't even know how to spell spaceship, Stupid Larry.
Have you been stealing Earthlings again, Space Commander Wack?
Could be.
But they come from the most advanced and wonderful civilization known in the 26th or 34th century. They are the example for all the universe on how people live together in peace. We can't pick on them. We must cherish and protect them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're an Earthling, aren't you, Stupid Larry?
No, I'm not. I am not.
You're just as goofy as I am, Stupid Larry. Admit it.
Oh, no, Space Commander Wack. I could never be as good at anything as you are.
Well put. Hey, remember the time we captured Elvis Presley?
Yes, I do.
And pickled him?
It was an accident. I was canning phlegm fruit, and I was tired, and... Well, he looked like a phlegm fruit.
But you admit it was your fault.
Yes, it was.
And how come you got all the money from the tabloid? But it was funny, Stupid Larry, but not as funny as what I've done to the bunch of Earthlings I just captured.
What did you do to them?
Well, here, watch. Have some micro-zoom popcorn. There, it's done now. Okay, bunch of Earthlings. That's what they call themselves now, the bunch of Earthlings.
Why did they have to call themselves anything?
Hit it, boys!
But it's good to be. Allow that.
Yeah.
That's worse. I'd pickle them myself.
Well, in a sense, they are pickled, Stupid Larry.
Yeah, in a sense, they are. They're scary.
Wait till you see the waitress. Look, in a Catwoman suit. Here she comes.
There's nothing like this, not anywhere. There's a magic that fills the air.